A company that specializes in restoring historic landmark properties here in Southern California has been keeping busy lately with some very big restoration projects. Joining us now, Ray Adamick, the president and CEO of Spectra Company. Thank you very much for coming to the line and tell us about the landmarks you restored recently.
Well, probably some of the landmark properties. We just completed the Union Station. They had their 75th anniversary, and we did the historic restoration on the Union Station. Also working on the Ford Theater, the John Anson Ford Theater in Hollywood, and Columbia Square, also in Hollywood. Those are probably three of the more iconic buildings that we're working on that are in progress right now. We just finished California's first theater, which, interestingly enough, is not in Hollywood. It's actually in Monterey. California's first theater was in Monterey, and we just completed that project recently. Some of the other projects, I guess, more iconic would be the Pantages Theater, the Hollywood Roosevelt are a couple that we've worked on, done quite a bit of work on those. The Fox Theater in Fullerton, the Alex Theater in Glendale. Those are just to mention a few. We're probably the largest company in the Western United States that specializes in historic restoration, preservation, and conservation.
Well, since all of us used to work at Columbia Square here, the West Coast headquarters for CBS, what do you have planned there at Columbia Square?
Well, restoring the cast stone on the outside and also doing all the window restoration on the outside. There's also some terracotta that we're restoring on the outside of the building as well. And that's really the old piece of CBS Columbia Square. And, of course, they're building a new tower next to it, and I'm not sure exactly what they're putting in there because our focus is on the historic part. Actually a really interesting we just finished recently is Howard Hughes Hercules Campus in Playa Vista. And that's where the Google YouTube building is in there now. And interestingly enough, we were able to actually restore Howard Hughes' personal office as part of all of the work that we did. We did several buildings there, but one of them had Howard Hughes' personal office in there. We restored that. And interesting tidbit information is Howard Hughes was apparently one of the first to have his own private bathroom. Now, we think of nothing of that today, but he had a private bathroom that was sort of right next to his office. And that was like a real, I guess, quite a big thing, one of the first of its kind at the time. So now it seems like not too much, but so we restored that.
I understand you're restoring a landmark place in Laverne. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Coons House. The Coons House was built in 1906 by Henry L. Coons, whose father, David, and his uncle were the founders of the university. The university actually, they call it University of Laverne now. It was called University of Lordsburg. And the town of Laverne was originally called Lordsburg from about 1880s to about 1910, somewhere in there. And it changed its name to University of Laverne. But it was Lordsburg, and David Coons and Henry Coons, his father, were some of the founding fathers of Laverne and the area. There's Coons Park across the street, and we're restoring the Coons House. It's the second largest historic house in Laverne. It's about 4,700 square feet, and it's on the historic landmark. It's a beautiful, beautiful house, but it's taken quite a bit of tender loving care to restore it and preserve it to its original grandeur and glory.
Is there a renewed interest among cities and counties and individuals in restoring the old places here?
Well, there is, and there is also a green side of this whole thing. Our slogan is, the greenest building is the one that already exists. And the reason we say that is if you have a building and you have to demolish it and tear it down, that's got to go into a landfill. And that's kind of not a real green thing to do when you put stuff in landfills. It sits there. It's there for hundreds of years. And the idea is that we restore what we already have, and there's so many great examples of that all across Los Angeles. It's very difficult to demolish a building today if it has any historical significance. And so a lot of people really don't know about William Randolph Hearst. Of course, he has his Hearst Castle. And then down here there was actually another building which is very similar, about 75,000 square foot, that was demolished in 1956. And a lot of people don't know about that. It was right at the Marion Davies guest house. It was the actual house, not the guest house. And it was demolished, but it was a beautiful, beautiful building. But it's not here anymore. And a lot of people don't know about that Hearst Castle of the South.
For anyone that wants to more information about what you guys do and the various restorations you've done, where can they see that?
Our website is SpectraCompany.com. That's S-P-E-C-T-R-A Company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y.com.
Well, fantastic. Great to connect with you, and congratulations on all of your important work. Ray Adamick, the founder and president of Spectra Company, thank you very much for joining us here today in the KNX Business Hour.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Take care.